On today's episode, I'm going to give you guys a business update.
Welcome to the Mind Your Self-Defense Podcast, where my goal is to teach men and women how to gain confidence by connecting to their inner badass. I am your host, Sensei Andrew. I am a black belt in Krav Maga, NRA firearms instructor, a U.S. Navy veteran, and owner of Rise Above Self-Defense. By using interviews with industry professionals, self-defense students, product reviews, and personal experience, I can help guide you to your badass.
Hi, everybody. I hope you guys had a great week. Today, I'm going to give you guys a business update. So I want you guys to know all the projects that are going on with me and in my life and how I'm trying to grow the business. So I'm going to give you guys an update on the online course. The online course is moving along really good. I am going to launch it May 3rd is my goal date to launch it. I don't see any major issues on why I can't hit that mark. It just because I'm a one-man show, it's taken me a long time to learn because I'm learning the softwares. I'm learning what I need to do to make it come to fruition. And, you know, you guys know I have a regular job and, you know, I have a house, I have kids, I have, you know, stuff so I have to take care of. But I've made a lot of progress. A lot of the curriculum has been recorded. I'm editing, so it's been a challenging project, but a fun project. And it kind of has solidified that I do want to make the self-defense stuff go full-time because, you know, I was working, creating this project, but it didn't feel like work, you know, because I enjoy doing what I do. I enjoy teaching people, and I enjoy the confidence people get when they realize, you know, I can defend myself, you know, I can protect myself, or at least I can understand what I need to do to protect myself. And that is very rewarding to me. And that's why it doesn't feel like work when I'm doing it. And like I said, that just solidifies that I'm on the right path, doing what I'm doing to help people. So I'll have more details on like the course. This is going to be a fundamentals course. So it is focused on teaching you fundamentals without the fluff of what you need to do to have a really good chance to survive an attack when it starts getting physical, or how to prevent an attack in the first place because of how you carry yourself and the mindset that you develop to learn how to protect yourself. I've already said a lot of the mindset stuff here on the podcast, but in the course I go through a lot more detail and I give you examples and I give you tools and little things to help you practice your mindset so you could make it, you know, you could use it when you need it, you know. And that's what I want to do, is to make sure that you guys understand the curriculum and that you guys could use it when stress and adrenaline kick in. So that's the whole purpose of the online course, is to make it simple but very effective in case you need to defend yourself against something. Hopefully you never do, but it's good to know that you can, And it's a go at your own pace online course. So you can watch the videos as many times as you want. You could review the curriculum as many times as you want. And if you want to do it with your partner, you know, both of you guys could do it. You know, when you purchase the course, it's your course. So if you want to teach a whole class, you know, have the whole family do it, then you can, you know, and, you know, you guys get it. And there's going to be some PDFs in there and stuff like that, because we talk about fitness. I give you guys a example workout program to help you get fight fit. I also have a program in there to teach you how to lose fat over weight. We don't want to lose weight. We want to lose fat. So there's some nutrition stuff in there too. And it's an overall fundamental. So it gives you the mindset. It gives you some ideas how to lose weight, how to make yourself more fit. I'm not telling you guys you need to be super strong or whatever. Just fit for health reasons. If you're 300 pounds, or I'd say if you're overweight, you're making yourself an easier target for someone to want to attack. But I've known people that are big people and they could move and they could fight. And you guys know I'm 240 right now. But I've fought people that are over 300 pounds and they're not muscular, they're just big people, but man, they could move and they could fight because they have the stamina for that. So that's what I'm trying to show in this online course, is that it doesn't matter what size or shape you are or how heavy you are, how thin you are, if you know how to move, you know how to move. And the only way to get good at fighting is to practice fighting. Okay, so that's where the online course goes. And the cool thing is that, you know, if you do end up losing some pounds, then how is that a bad thing? So that's where the nutrition will help you. So that's what's covered in the course. And like I said, there's some drills in there, and you will learn how to hit. You will learn how to throw elbows. You'll learn how to throw knees. You'll learn how to do headbutts. You'll learn how to do teep kicks. You'll learn how to do a roundhouse kick. There's a lot of stuff in there. You'll learn connection, like grappling. You'll learn almost everything other than fighting on the floor. That would be a total different course. So, you know, you'll learn a lot of striking. Striking is anything you do standing up. So you'll learn punches, knees, elbows, connections, which is grappling, and how to put all that together to make it harder for you to get attacked, okay, or how to put it all together so you can be the aggressor and protect yourself in that kind of situation. Hopefully you never have to use it, but it's good to know, and it's a great confidence builder. And like I said, if you could do it and shed some pounds, then why not, right? It's a win-win for you. So again, that my target date is May 3rd. And I hope I don't see anything preventing me from launching it that day. If for whatever reason it gets postponed, it's not going to get postponed longer than a week. There should be no reason for that. But like I said, my target goal is May 3rd, and maybe even sooner, depending on how the editing and all that kind of stuff goes. But that's my target date. And right now, all the stars are lined up, so it looks like we're going to hit that date. I'll be letting you guys know more about that over the weeks on other episodes. Okay, next, we are still training at the Family Center in Almani. That just got picked up for another 6 weeks. So we're going to go until May. They told me that they want to go until the whole year. So I encourage you guys. It's free for you guys. So if you guys are in the Almani area of Los Angeles and you guys want to train for free, you guys just need to show up to the Mountain View Family Center in Almani on Tuesday from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And then we do want to start adding more days. But as of right now, it's just Tuesday. If that changes, I'll let you guys know. And it's a completely free for you guys. You guys just show up and you guys get some training with me. What else? The firearm training is still going on. I have a class this Saturday, which is March 30th. And then I have a couple private lessons coming up. The next scheduled firearm class will be July 6th. Yeah, it's the weekend, the 4th of July weekend. So it's July 6th. And it wasn't my issue. Just the range is so booked up that I couldn't get anything sooner than that. So I wanted to have more classes in between, but the range was all booked up, so I couldn't get the ranges that I wanted until July. The YouTube channel, I already have my outline for at least 5 or 6 different videos. I have the materials that I need for those videos. I'm going to start recording some of these videos as soon as I finish the online course. So I'm kind of learning video editing and all that kind of stuff for the online course, and it's helping me for the YouTube channel. So that is what's going on there, and I'm excited to do the YouTube channel. I want to get it going. The YouTube channel will be called Mind Your Self Defense. And I will be doing product reviews, demonstrations there, of different stuff, gear review, product review, firearm reviews, self defense techniques, stuff like that. So yeah, I'm excited to get that going. But you know, I learned the hard way a couple of years ago is that I have to focus on one thing. I can't spread myself so thin that I can't get stuff done. And I started going down that rabbit hole where I was doing too much stuff, and I had to reel myself back in to not have that issue. So that's what I've done. And I also have a self-defense weapon project that I'm working on, and I can't reveal any of that until I get it patented and protected and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I had to reel myself in and say, okay, I'm not going to spread myself so thin that nothing gets done. So I focus on stuff, and the one that was closest to being done already was the online course. So everything else is on the back burner until this online course is launched. And then once that gets launched, then we're going to do the YouTube channel. And then once the YouTube channel launches, then I could focus on the self-defense weapon. So, yeah, like I started spreading myself too thin. And like I said, I finally had to reel myself in because nothing was getting done, or it wasn't getting done at the pace I wanted it to. So I had to hold myself accountable for stuff getting done or not getting done. And I had to do a deep soul search, and I'm like, okay, I need to start prioritizing stuff. So I made my list. And I prioritized everything now. And since I've been doing that, the online course has been moving, making a lot of progress. Okay. Enough to where I feel very, very confident that I could launch it by May 3rd, if not sooner. I do want to schedule more firearm classes. So I need to reach out to the range and see what days I could book the range. I started practicing for competitions, not as much as I would like, because again, I want to get the online course out, then I'll start practicing for shooting competitions. What else am I going to let you guys know? As far as my health goes, I'm down to 2. I weighed myself this morning, and I am at 239.7, I believe, or it was 0.6, something like that. So I haven't been this low in weight in a while. It feels good, I'm not gonna lie. So I've been really focusing on my food intake, what I'm intaking over how much I'm intaking. And I'm also focusing on how much I'm intaking. I told you guys before that I'm a big bread guy. I have cut back on how much bread I eat. Don't get me wrong, I still have my bread, I still have my rum and cokes, or my whiskey and cokes, and my whiskey and my cigars. But I am really focusing on my food intake. I go see the doctor in May, and that would be my annual checkup. So we'll see how my numbers are. And if the numbers are good, then he'll take me off this damn diabetes medicine. So that's the plan. As of right now I said 239. I am almost 20 pounds lighter going into this May than I was last May when I seen my doctor. So he should be happy with that. When he did my blood work in September, the numbers had gone down and I was 15 pounds lighter, no, 10 pounds lighter, from the initial visit in May. So from May to September, I lost 10 pounds. So when he did the blood work, I didn't see him. I just did the blood work. He was like, the numbers have gone down a lot. And now since September to now, to today in March, I'm another 10 pounds down, if not like 12 pounds. So, and I still have another month to go. So my goal is to get down to around 235, maybe even 230 if possible. So I really want to get off this damn diabetes medicine. And I want my doctor to be proud of me. So like I said, I'm focusing on my food. Now that I feel better, I could start working out better. I'm just doing body weight stuff, just calisthenics, like the stuff you used to do in PE in high school. I do planks, I do squats, I do push-ups, I do jump rope, and I do one of those ab roller, the little wheels that you have the handles and you the ab roller. That's all I've been doing. I do it every day. I do three rounds, and what I do is I find I do the first day until I can't do it anymore. So it could be 15, 20, whatever. So if I do squats, I go until I just feel like, okay, I'm pushing myself too much. I don't want to hurt myself. So say it's 30. That's my starting number. That means every single day, my goal is to hit 30. Same thing with the push-ups. If I do push-ups, I do, say, 25. That's my starting number. Same thing with the planks. So if I could hold it for 15, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever the number may be, that's my starting number. So I do that for 7 days. Then I increase all my physical exercise. I increase it by 5. So if I was doing 30 squats, now my minimum goal is 35. If I was doing 25 push-ups, now my minimum is going to be 30. For my planks, I increase it by 15 seconds. So if I'm doing 20 seconds, now I'm doing 35 seconds. If I'm jump roping for a minute, now I'm doing it for a minute 15, etc., etc., etc. So every 7 days, you increase it by whatever number you want. I would say minimum increase it by 3, no more than 5. Time-wise, I would say increase it by minimum 10 seconds, no more than 30 seconds. And you just keep doing that every day. And next thing you know, you're going to be doing 50 push-ups as your minimum, and you're going to be doing 100 squats. Yeah, it's crazy how simple it is. So that is my business update in a nutshell. And we are going to have swag starting to come out. We're working on that too. That would be available on the Rise Above Self-Defense website. So that's it. And next week's episode, I will be giving you guys my top 10 AR-15 manufacturers, and we'll have a lower end budget, a middle end budget, and a high end budget manufacturers there. So, like always, if you have any questions, comments, collab ideas, reach out to me at andrew@riseaboveselfdefense.com, or you can visit the website at www.riseaboveselfdefense.com. And remember, only you can unleash your inner badass.